This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Steve Thompson in. Devin Marshall is our producer. And on Saturday between 11 and noon, we had NFL draft coverage. And as a result, we moved Tech Talk with Doug to Sunday. And you're in business. If you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, Doug's on board. And we will take your calls and texts. And the number is 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Doug, how are you on this fine Sunday?
Absolutely wonderful, Steve. It looks like it's going to be raining here in a little bit, but the temperature is so nice that, how can you go wrong? It's just lovely weather.
Yeah, beautiful Saturday and a great Sunday as well. And you're right, the radar picture shows some scattered showers, even a thunderstorm that's moving through the heart of the Twin Cities area, right there between Minneapolis and St. Paul in the Midway area. So a scattered shower, not out of the question, but it'll move out quickly. And we expect right after that rain, sun in your neighborhood. So keep an eye on that. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. If you want to talk to Doug about your computer, once again, daylight, because of our NFL draft coverage, typically we're on the air now on Saturdays between 11 a.m. and noon. And Doug, I wanted to get started on what's been a very big topic as of late, and that is, and well, it's been this way for a long, long time, to be honest, and that is security and not getting yourself in trouble, because the scammers, they work full-time, they work overtime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I've been getting a lot on my phone, I've been getting unusual texts, I've been getting unusual emails, and once again, don't click. Don't return phone calls. Don't give people personal information. There's really a lot going on in that area right now.
There really is. I'm getting probably anywhere from 3 to 5 calls a day, which is a lot. We got to a point to where I might be getting a couple a week, but you are correct. This last several weeks, it's like on steroids. And some of the strangest things. Lady called me up the other day, and her law office sent her an email that they say they didn't send, but somewhere along the line that they told her that they had all of her legal information, and, well, that's pretty big stuff there. And, of course, they're doing the blackmail thing, send us $3,000, or we're just going to release all of it to the public. I'm a little bit bewildered by the amount of it that we're having.
Yeah, there is a gigantic volume. I think for me, the number one has been some sort of email related to or even text related to my Apple and my iTunes account, my iCloud account, And when I do a little bit of research, when I go to a computer, go to my Chromebook, and actually log into that account, there is no unusual activity. There is no request from Apple to change my password. These are the kinds of things you need to be really leery of when maybe it's HP and you happen to own an HP, or you own a Dell, and those types of emails. People are out there looking for individuals' personal information.
Well, and I actually got three calls this week talking about my government subsidy for the C-19 has been delayed, and well, we need to update your information. And I knew that wasn't true. You know, the payments for that are coming out, and my bank actually sent me a notice and said there's no rhyme or reason to who gets them early or who gets them next. And you know, if you got it coming, you'll get it. But these people are already calling and they're wanting Social Security numbers so they can line up, make sure you get your check. And I think that one's actually targeted more at seniors. It's definitely out of hand, that's for sure.
Yeah, so beware, check it out before you give anybody. Once again, the most typical scam, Doug, is when someone calls and says you have a virus on your computer. Those types of things, they're calling from either Microsoft or a manufacturer, as I outlined. Those calls still continue to this day, and by no means give them any money.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And the really interesting thing is how sophisticated they're getting. They're now actually calling people, telling them, and then they're getting very busy. Here, give me a call back in 15 minutes, and I'll be done with these other two customers. And that way, the customer is calling them. And then if they get that credit card number and get some semblance of payment, that's going to make it difficult, because it appears that the people who paid the money actually went to them. So you don't need to return that call. It's most likely a scam. And really kind of pay attention to that. That's pretty sophisticated. If they can get somebody to call them back, that kind of locks in that payment, makes it much, much more difficult to cancel a credit card charge or to cancel an electronic check. It's that part, really, I've seen just a spike in this week.
Yeah, and Doug, another big one, and I've been talking to some IT people during the week, and they said with so many people working remotely that certain types of firewalls and spam management don't work as well, and we're seeing a spate of people sending emails that look legitimate, that have attachments, that people innocently open those attachments, and that's when the fun really begins, or for that matter, the problems really begin. So people need to be aware of emails where it's kind of like, okay, check it out. Did you really send me an attachment? Is this something that's safe to open? People really need to be diligent about that as well.
We can't stress that enough. These attachments, even a graphic, a picture, they can actually put code in that will trigger a script that will take off and possibly open up a door on your firewall or a port to let that bad stuff into your machine. It's getting to the point where, unless you have a Google account where they're cleaning it continuous, and most email providers are doing a really good job, but still, with the amount of traffic, you're correct. I'm actually seeing a lot more little dirty bits coming into my computer, and most computers will flush it out quite rapidly, but it's definitely on the rise here. And part of that is the offices were set up in such a way to where they were getting more bandwidth during the daytime, and then the providers, AT&T, Sprint, all the big phone companies, would transfer that back to the residential in the evenings. Well, that's all thrown into whack now. So all that bandwidth is still going to the offices, but they don't know who's working at home and who isn't. And the people at home, that residential customer, that traffic has increased 3, 4, 5 times sometimes during the day. It's just incredible amount of traffic.
All right, quick break. We have more with Doug. It is Tech Talk. We are underway on a Sunday, an unusual time. We had NFL draft coverage on Saturday between 11 and noon. Doug typically on the air with Tech Talk. Saturday is between 11 a.m. and high noon. But here's the deal. You can talk to Doug if you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever. Feel free to call 651-989-9226. And that's good for a phone call or a text on the program. And we've got a number of comments and questions lining up on the text line, and we'll get to that in a moment. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Tech Talk underway on a Sunday with Doug Swindehart. By the way, the number is 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. You can call or text, and if you do call, you'll visit with our producer, Devin. Always good to work with Devin. I haven't seen him in a while, but always good to have him on board. So feel free to call or text the program, and let's get started on the text line. We got a number of good ones there. Doug, let's start with Eric from the text line. How protective is my information on Google Drive? Do you have any concerns about that?
I don't know if there's any better place on the planet to store your data. I think Google is just rock solid stable. As long as you keep track of your password to log into your Gmail, you'll have access to all the Google apps. And they do a great job. And if you get a Gmail account that comes with 15 gigabytes, if you happen to buy a Chromebook, it will come with 100 gigabytes, I think, for the first year. And if you have to buy some extra, it's ridiculously low price. A couple bucks a month for a terabyte, it's just incredibly low price. But yeah, that's that might be the most secure place there is on the planet to keep your data. I firmly believe that this particular industry, where they're backing up computers and keeping track of people's personal data, this is a very competitive market, and your data is safe at Carbonite, and iCloud and HP has got a service now, and most of them will actually offer it. But the big one, of course, is Google. They started it, and they're the most reasonably priced. I just don't think you could do any better.
Yeah, it's hard to beat. And one of the things I've noticed about Google Drive, when we got an edict at my full-time job that, you know, we weren't going to continue to back up and store personal files or any sort of stuff, and you know how it goes. You get something, you download it, you set aside. It's not necessarily a work file. And I know different companies, different businesses have different policies. But they gave us the time, and they said, you need to move that stuff off. We're not going to back it up. And ultimately, I moved a lot of files over the years. I've been employed there for over 22 years. So I've, you know, picked up a lot of stuff over the years that I needed to migrate over to my Drive account. The only thing I encountered in moving it over was maybe I wasn't as organized as I needed to be. And I've still got work to do to really weed out the junk and keep things organized in folders. And we visit about that from time to time on the program. That's one of the pitfalls about just doing a quick kind of copy and paste over to Google Drive. I had some organizing work to do.
Well, that, and in addition, when we buy bandwidth for internet, say, for example, Comcast, my download stream, that's the content coming into my computer from the websites, is 250 megabit per second. The upload stream is 9 to 11. So if you got a lot of data to push up to Google, especially with this increased internet traffic that we have, it's going to seem slow. This is really designed for when you get an important document, up it goes. And to not keep your own copies other than Google Drive, I think it would be smart that your work, Steve, you just keep doing what you're doing in addition to putting it up at Google. I think it's smart that your company is going to reduce their overhead by using and utilizing the Google Suite and the Google apps to do their backups. And that's going to cut down on your IT expense all the way across the board and make it easier for your administrators as well. But I still think that it's better to have an extra copy. It just, this space is cheap. DVDs are a great way. And your idea with sending really important things to another email address is absolutely top shelf.
Yeah, I still rely on that for the stuff I absolutely have. I'll email it from my Gmail over to my Yahoo account. Put an attachment on it. Then I've got it in two spots, in the sent mail and in the inbox of the other email account. We want to go to the phones on Tech Talk. Let's start with Patty and Crystal. You're on the air with Doug.
Hello. My question involves my email. On March 25th, I was using my phone, and I had to go to a Zoom call. But then when I went to it, it said I had to put in my Outlook password. Well, we couldn't remember what it was, so I changed my Outlook. But then it screwed up our two Mac computers, so we can't get mail from MSN on our Macintosh computers. My husband and I each have I have my own Gmail account, so nothing is synchronized any longer. And I can't print from my computer.
This gets a little bit involved with multiple. And with Apple, they really kind of push the dual authentication in addition. The best thing that I can advise and keep this short is there must be one hub. Either the iCloud is going to be the hub or Google Drive is going to be the hub. And you did mention something, too, that you had to re-log into your Outlook account. And I'm wondering if you didn't happen to set up your online Microsoft account by using your email password. Yeah, swimming in credentials today, but that's something you really don't want to do. If you can't get that figured out, you give me a call, and we'll figure out how many email addresses you have and how to set the passwords and just do it piece by piece. This is pretty involved.
All right, Patty, good luck with that. Let's go to Trish in St. Paul. Trish, you're on the air with Doug.
Hi, I've got a question about my C drive. They say Signal says it's full, and I can't put anything else on it. And I've saved, what's it safe to delete so that I can add to it?
Wow.
I've taken off Word documents and Excel documents. What programs can I delete?
Well, if this is a Windows machine, the first thing that I would suggest is you just go right straight to your desktop and hold your Windows key down and push the R key and open up a run box. And then type in CLEANMGR and run the Windows Clean Manager. You probably have multitudes of extra install files and updated files, and that might take a while, but that's going to create an enormous amount of space. I would also highly suggest that you take a look at your recycle bin, make sure that you're emptying your recycle bin, and then you can always download, if you got Windows 10, look for a package, either CCleaner or Clean Manager Plus. Both of those will go through and clean out an enormous amount of temp files. And you can always go to shouldiremoveit.com, just like it sounds, shouldiremoveit.com. And if you come across the program, you're not sure what it is, you go to shouldiremoveit.com and put in that program and at least get some semblance of a background if it's something you need or you can get rid of it. But I wouldn't start with the programs or data right now. I'd go after the temp files and cleaning those cache and getting things back to normal. You probably had a lot more space than you realize. And I hope that helps, and have a good day.
All right, Trish, CCleaner, is that CCleaner.com? Spell it out, Doug, please.
Yeah, it's just open up a Google sheet and type in CCLEANER, and it's going to come up. That company has been sold out, and Avast bought the company, and when they first took it over, they were getting a little bit annoying with their push to the sell. They've calmed down with that now the last couple of weeks. I think people have been complaining, and the new version of CCleaner, the one that you purchase, I think it's like $20, it's really good looking. That's a beautiful package. I was a little bit worried when Piriform sold out, but it's good to see that Avast is going to pick it up and do the right thing here. That's a great program. She'll probably create 3 to 7 gigs of space just with CCleaner, and that's a lot of data space.
All right, good news. Quick break. We've got Mark and Doug waiting to visit with Doug. Doug Swindehart. It is Tech Talk here on a Sunday. Of course, typically on Saturday is between 11 a.m. and noon, but we had NFL draft coverage on Saturday, so we've got Doug today until 4 o'clock. Here's the number, 651-989-9226. That's good for a call or a text. Once again, Mark and Doug right out of the weather break here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. 3:34 on a Sunday at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Special Sunday edition of Tech Talk with Doug Swindehart. If you have a question for Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program. And let's go to Mark in Maple Grove. He's been waiting a while. Mark, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen. Yes, Doug, I talked to you last week. I go to the auction. I was talking.
My car guy.
Yeah, I go to the auction. Yeah, the car guy. And I was just wondering what type of Chromebook would be the best suitable for that.
Yeah, you know, if you're not having to have specific software on there, and I don't think you do. I think that's all purely web-based. You have a browser and you rock and roll. I don't think it's going to make a lot of difference, but I would highly suggest that you get one with as fast a wireless connection as possible. And Wi-Fi connectors, the new 802.11ac, they are moving. One example, I upgraded my wife's 13-inch Toshiba. She has getting about 30 megabits per second. I bought a little card on Amazon. I paid $30. And from the minute I put it in, she's running 160 megabits per second download stream. No more complaining about speed there. And other than that, you're going to want to be looking for battery life. Yeah, if you got something that's giving you 5-6 hours of battery life and it weighs less than 3 or 4 pounds, you've got a winner. You can buy anywhere for a Chromebook from $200 up. And I do mean up. You buy from the Google store now. They come full-blown with i7s, 12, 14-hour batteries, and beautiful displays. But they're going to be over $1,000, just like a normal computer. But I think for your purpose, you stick around $300, you're going to find yourself a nice little machine. And if you need help, give me a call. I'll find one for you. We'll get you the right machine. And thank you for the call.
And by the way, Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. And a lot of good brands. I've had good luck with an HP, but Asus makes them, Samsung makes them. All the manufacturers have jumped into this. I think, you know, depending on what brand you prefer, but I have had really good luck with my HP. As a matter of fact, the show today is running through an HP Chromebook. So there you go.
I like HP. HP is, you know, just like any other business, there's a lot of struggle in computers and digital. Now, people say that the computer industry changes in dog years, 7 to 1. Personally, I think it's closer to 12 to 15 years to one. This type of change, and with your setting up manufacturing lines and shipping and that kind of thing, this is no small task. And the competition is extremely stiff. Could you imagine a car business, Steve, if every year new cars came out, they were 10 to 15% less than the year before? Well, what kind of havoc would we have? And that's really, we've been living with that in computers for almost 4 decades now.
To the phones we go. Let's bring Doug in from Minnesota. Doug, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Doug, I have kind of a probably a redundant question that's been asked you 150,000 times before, but I've got an older computer running on Windows 7 yet.
Mm-hmm.
I've never used any free antivirus. The only antivirus I have is a Norton antivirus. I don't know the name of it exactly. It cost me $55 a year. Am I in trouble?
If you've stayed current with a commercial package And I would suggest that you shut off any kind of communication to Microsoft. And you also want to create a second profile. The one profile will be an administrator profile, where when you're adding software and doing your configurations and that kind of thing, the second profile is going to be your everyday profile. That's going to be termed as a user. And that's actually going to be increasing your security as well. And just shut off all the updates. And if you want some help with that, I can certainly help you. We can probably do that remotely and get you taken care of in a couple hours. I think you're fine. If you're really watching yourself, and obviously you are, the fact that you've had a commercial software antivirus and malware package protection on there is huge. That's enormous. I'm probably not the biggest fan of Norton these days, but if it works, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And stick with it. Your combination over the years, it's probably got itself configured right into your machine. And if it's working, hey, let the good times roll. You might want to download a couple of versions of Linux and create some bootable DVDs or USB drives so you can take Linux for a test drive. Probably in the near future, year, 2 years down the road, you'll be upgrading to Linux. This way you'll be all prepared and it'll be a piece of cake. And thank you so much for the call and good luck.
Yeah, Doug, that's one of the things you regularly help folks with is kind of navigating that transition, especially on older equipment, away from Windows into some sort of Linux version, if you will.
Oh, yeah. I would venture to say probably 70% of the work I do. I try to do a dual boot. With some of the newer computers, it's not possible. We've lost that much control of the firmware. If I can do a dual boot, they can have both Windows and Linux, and just think of it as two computers. That makes the transition a little easier, especially if they're working. If you got to get something out in a hurry, and your habits and your body is all set up to work this particular way, you've got your computer all set up that you've been working on for probably close to 5 to 10 years at this point, jump over to Windows, get that job done, and get back into Linux. It's not going to take very long to make this transition, but that's a great alternative, great alternative.
We continue on the phone lines here on Tech Talk, here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Let's go to Steve in Waconia. Steve, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm an older guy and a little bit of a novice at this stuff, but I bought a Dell laptop a couple of years ago. And it came with Windows 10, and I have two questions. One is, it's my understanding that Windows 10 has, I don't need Norton or anything like that for viruses because it comes preloaded. And my second question is, I bought Office 365 with it, and I think I'm paying $70 a year or something like that. And it's my understanding that with that, I automatically get my files put onto the cloud and stored for me. Am I correct about that?
You are. And Office 365 and 360, this is, it's not an easy transition to go to, but if you're set up, you're good to go. If you've got Windows 10 and you're a good user, Windows Defender will work just fine for you. As long as you're getting all your updates and that kind of thing, you are good to go. I think by the time that computer is pushing 3 years old, you may want to consider a commercial package and do a little reading and research about taking control of your updates and some of the privacy settings in Windows 10. And take your time. You got plenty of time to do this. And I think you'll find that that computer will run you a good long while. Dell's a good machine, too. You know, we talk about HP quite a bit and Chromebooks, that kind of thing. I've had great luck over the years with Dell. They do good work, and they're doing good work today. And thank you so much for the call. I hope that helps.
Brad and Mound, you're on Tech Talk with Doug on a Sunday. Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
You're talking to a technological idiot here. So I've got an old MacBook Pro, and every website that I go to, all we use this for is, you know, emails and downloading some pictures and going to websites. And every website we go to, Safari says, location can't be secured. And we're wondering what's going on.
You, with your MacBook, have reached a point to where you're not getting the updates any longer, and your web browsers are so far out of date that they can't connect on the web server side. I think if you download and install Firefox and Brave and Chrome, that should suffice. That said, your Mac, if you got that, if your Mac is to that age, there's things that you need to do to keep this thing rolling. And kind of lengthy again, I will just suggest you give me a call sometime next week. Mornings are a great time to get a hold of me, and we'll figure out what you got, and I'll advise you on what I would do if I were in your position, and just go from there. But at this point, make sure you get the Brave browser, BRAVE.com, and Firefox, just like it sounds, FIREFOX, and of course Chrome, CHROME. Just open up a Google Sheet and type in download and let the good times roll. And they're just like installing any other type of software on a Mac, you'll get a DMG file and drag it and drop it on your apps and be done. I think that's what you're suffering with more than anything. If it goes beyond that, then we got to start looking at your DNS, your domain name servers, which we can change those in a couple of minutes. No big deal. I like these Macs. In fact, I got one on my bench I'm working on today. Macs, Apple Macs are good computers. I like them. And thank you for the call.
Yeah, very good call. Quick break. We have more. 3:45, 15 minutes now in front of 4 o'clock. It always goes quick. Remember, Tech Talk, typically on the air on Saturday between 11 a.m. and noon. We invite you to tune in. Doug's here each and every week. We moved to Sunday this week because we had some NFL draft coverage on Saturday. We've got more with Doug in a moment here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Let's go to the phones again here on Tech Talk with Doug. Let's bring in Bruce in Bloomington. Bruce, you're on the air. Hello.
Good afternoon, Steve and Doug.
Hi.
Say, Doug, I've got a HP EliteBook notebook computer.
Okay.
And it came with Windows 7, and I recently upgraded it to Windows 10. And in doing so, it developed a problem in that in starting it up, it wouldn't start with the power button. And so I went to HP Support Assistant, and I found a upgrade to the BIOS, and I performed that. So now I'm at the point where it only starts if I press this quick web button. And when I do that, I get an error message that says 501 that I've either got a corrupt or missing BIOS.
Yeah, this is kind of an ugly situation that you find yourself in. Your computer came from the factory with the resource. If you ever had to go back to a factory reset, it's Windows 7. When you updated to 10, that part of the drive did not change. This is if you find yourself in this kind of loop, you really should get all of your data copied and wipe that drive completely and start with a fresh install from the ground up with 10. And more than likely, that will correct the problem. And you might even have to roll back that BIOS update. I've seen quite a bit of this, and not just HP, but all the manufacturers, because they're all set up with that special partition, and the update just can't possibly do each individual computer. Just be cautious with this baby. This could run for many months. I would also be looking to make sure you don't have a whole ton of update loops. You might still be trying to update 7 at the same time, and that's going to be a matter of weeks, and it's not going to be a good computer. You're going to get angry, and rightfully so, but there's a lot of moving parts inside these things. If you give me a call next week, I'd like to take a look at this one as well. And I wish I was more helpful, but be well and stay healthy.
Right, and we will have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. Vic in Cottage Grove, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, guys. You should be on 3 hours a day. I'd love it.
Well, there you go.
Years ago, I gave you a harmonica. I hope you learned to play it. Dark Star didn't. Anyway, I've got a HP LaserJet 6L. I do all my slave black and white. When I went to put it on my year-old Lenovo, it recognized it, and it had a parallel out of the printer, but I had to get an adapter cable with the USB.
Sure.
And it recognized it, and when I go to print test sheet, I get a whole bunch of blank sheets. Something came up. I'm looking at the printer scanner setting window, and it said on there that the driver wasn't there. It's an older printer. I'm wondering, how can I get the printer driver to work on my newer computer?
Yeah, this old HP printer that you got, this old girl is a workhorse. I wouldn't be surprised if that printer could possibly outlast us all. If I have a chance to configure this, we're going to take that software package that you used for, and I think you actually probably started out with XP with this one. And before we install the printer, we are going to set that install program to run in a compatibility mode in 10. And if we're really lucky, we'll get it installed like it's a brand new printer. I think the issue that you're really having is the conversion from the parallel to the USB. Now, these little pieces of equipment, they do a good job with, but they can't possibly know all the internal changes that might be taking place. I have a device that you can actually connect to an Ethernet port, which that printer may have, and turn it into a wireless. Now you're talking to it just as an IP address. Much, much cleaner, much more up to date. There's some alternatives. Don't you get rid of that printer. They are excellent, excellent machines. And I hope that helps. And if you want to give me a call, feel free. And have a good day. Thanks again.
And a reminder, we'll have Doug's phone number and email in a moment. A couple of quickies from the text line. We only have a couple of minutes left, and we want to make sure. Is it safe or smart to run Norton 360 antivirus and the paid version of CCleaner at the same time? I've had Norton for years. Would you use them both?
Oh, absolutely. They're going to go like a hand in a glove. Now, keep in mind that Norton is an antivirus and anti-malware, and that kind of CCleaner. CCleaner should be thought of more as a system optimizer and a system cleaner. Okay. You're getting rid of the temp files, got a great uninstaller. If you get to really know that program, you could actually control what starts up with Windows. A lot of times we got programs running that we don't need, taking resources that shouldn't be shared if they're not going to use it. But antivirus and utilities software, just like a hand in a glove. And great.
So in other words, one's a security guard and the other one is the janitor, if you will. All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Be like Kevin, I'm a mechanic and a janitor where you work. No question. That's a perfect analogy.
Quick one, Doug. Thinking of buying an Epson Eco tank. Those have the larger tanks of ink and for the average user will run for a year or two, I've heard. What about that?
I've actually been watching that printer pretty close, and all the reviews are way, way high. Now, keep in mind that most people will review a product 2-3 weeks after they have it. I like to review them after I've had it a year or so. So I'm going to wait and hold off. But so far, they seem to be doing really a good job with these Echo tanks. And part of this thing, too, is that you're not buying the entire cartridge. You're getting it like laser fill. We used to take those laser, the toner bottles,
sure,
and dump into a printer. That's the same way these Echo tanks are working. And that also cuts the cost.
But yeah, save money.
The big thing is Epson has claimed that we've got this ink now so it no longer evaporates. And I think
all right, Doug, we got to run. What's your phone number and email?
651-552-9543. And, of course, WCCOTech.com, WCCOTech.com. And thank you, Steve. Have a good week.
All right, we'll visit with you on Saturday at our regular time Saturday between 11 and noon.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.